Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description. A year ago, well before Donald Trump's second term began, Stephen Miller had publicly declared Trump's intention to stoke conflict by deploying the National Guard. I'm actually going to read something, a little clip here. It says, Stephen Miller, Trump's top immigration advisor, has publicly declared that they would pursue such an enormous effort partly by creating a private red state army under the president's command. Miller says a reelected Trump intends to requisition National Guard troops from sympathetic Republican-controlled states and then deploy them into Democratic-run states whose governors refuse to cooperate with their deportation drive. Such deployment of red state forces into blue states over the objections of their mayors and governors would likely spark intense public protest and possibly even conflict with law enforcement agencies under local control. Many people I know are shocked by what's going on this week, the last couple of weeks, in regards to an escalation, a follow-through in Trump's rhetoric to send National Guard troops to places like Chicago and Portland. Donald Trump talking to those 800 generals in the military, telling them that places like Portland, like Los Angeles, like Chicago, need to be cleaned up and that they will be cleaning them up one by one. And he was telling the military commanders, you will have a part to play in this. Which, of course, is a step above and beyond even using the National Guard, would be to use the military. That said, none of this is new. None of this is, was not announced. It was, when I say none, that's a double negative, that meaning it was announced. It was declared before Donald Trump's first day in office. And now we are watching it unfold. It is illegal. What Donald Trump is doing is illegal. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has spoken out against this, and he's put it plainly in a couple of different tweets, one of which says, this is a breathtaking abuse of the law and power by the President of the United States. America is on the brink of martial law. Do not be silent. And in another tweet, he said, states cannot invade one another, in all caps. This is so simple, so fundamental to America, I cannot believe I have to type those words. America is on the brink of martial law. And he's re-quoting a tweet from the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who is saying, I fully authorize the president to call up 400 members of the Texas National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials. You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let Texas Guard do it. And what Governor Abbott there is referencing is that he is sending National Guard troops to the state of Oregon to supposedly assist law enforcement there with deportation efforts. But beyond those deportation efforts, it's actually an effort to crack down on protesters who are beginning to protest against ICE and protest against the presence of National Guard members. Now, this all started a few days ago when Donald Trump attempted to nationalize the Oregon National Guard, to take control of them over the state and say, we are going to send Oregon National Guard troops into Portland. This was struck down by a judge. And this judge is a Trump-appointed judge. So at least in this, we're seeing a bit of good news that she is willing to stand up and say, no, this is not appropriate. I'm going to pronounce her last name wrong, but I'm just going to say it how it's spelled. Judge Immergut. She issued a second TRO, which is a temporary restraining order, prohibiting the relocation, federalization, or deployment of any National Guard from any state. In her first TRO, she had basically struck down Trump's attempt at nationalizing the Oregon Guard and said, no, you cannot do that. We're putting up a TRO, a temporary restraining order, saying that you cannot do this, at least not for the time being. And then Trump came back again and basically appealed that decision and attempted at that point to send troops from California. That was like a double slap in the face because he was both nationalizing California's guard, spitting on Newsom, and using him to go to Portland and spitting on the mayor of Portland. And again, at that point, the judge said, for a second time, no, and not only can you not nationalize the Oregon National Guard or the California National Guard, you can't do it with any National Guard, no state. At that point is when Governor Abbott said, well, here's 400 of mine. It's absolutely essential that, we take care of this. I'll stand up for you, Donald Trump. This is still something that the judge has said no to, and they are ignoring it. They are still sending these National Guard troops from Texas into Oregon. And according to Governor Abbott, this has already begun. He's tweeted out a picture of National Guard troops boarding an airplane, saying that he has not just authorized it, but they are being deployed currently. If you've seen video out of Portland and out of Chicago this week, there is escalations on two fronts. One is on ICE going out and basically kidnapping, in many cases, legal citizens, but also deporting families who may not be here legally. The treatment of these families and these people is extremely rough. They are not presenting warrants. They're taking people off the street. They're going into and terrorizing entire apartment complexes, ripping children away from families, handcuffing children, laughing at, cursing at children. They're stopping people in the street based on, you know, nothing more than their skin color, based on their accents, the language that they're speaking. These are masked men not identifying themselves. And there have been several instances of imposters being arrested this week, people just pretending to be ICE and using that to abuse people. It is a terrifying time, no doubt, to be a minority in America, and especially at this moment, a person of color or a Latino or Hispanic person, whether documented or not. I'm going to read a little bit from an article here. Yes, this is being read from Fox News, but it gives at least an accurate summation of what Greg Abbott has said out of Texas. So, says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Monday on X that the Lone Star State's elite National Guard units are deploying now after receiving a request to help protect federal property. In the brief post, Abbott wrote, the elite Texas National Guard, ever ready, deploying now. The short but commanding message underlines the governor's confidence in the state's ability and willingness to act in defense of the nation. Texas officials say the deployment is being coordinated with the White House's plans to reinforce security in several cities that have seen spikes in protests targeting federal facilities, including Chicago and Portland. President Donald Trump called for the additional support from cooperating states, saying that the troops would protect federal workers and property from escalating threats. So this is the other sort of second prong I had mentioned. One was the increase in ICE raids, and the other is the increase in protests regarding the ICE raids. And Trump here is escalating the fight against protesters. And there has been, again, several videos of protesters being manhandled and treated very, very unfairly, illegally, being assaulted for doing nothing more than standing, yelling, those types of things. There's video of protesters being pepper sprayed right in the face, excessively, right at point blank range for nothing. There's video of non-lethal rounds being used excessively. One guy had like 20 welts on his back. There's video of snipers posted on roofs. These are ICE agents, supposedly. Why ICE would need snipers is beyond me. But several videos of them pointing their weapons at protesters of, at nighttime you can see the green laser sights tracking on protesters' chests. Now, the article goes on to say that Democratic governors, however, are pushing back. Governor Pritzker called the move an invasion, and Oregon officials are seeking to block deployments through court orders. It started with federal agents. It will soon include deploying federalized members of the Illinois National Guard against our wishes. And I'm realizing I kept using the word nationalized before, and federalized is probably the correct one. It will now involve sending in another state's military troops. And so, yeah, calling back to the way that Newsom had put it, states cannot invade one another. We're literally seeing one state say, we do not need your help. Do not send your National Guard into our state. in another state saying, yeah, we're going to send our National Guard to your state. I mean, it is literally an invasion, and that is what the judge is saying here as well. You cannot do this. This is against the law. Do not send troops in. And they're doing it anyway. It represents a pretty scary escalation. And while it has the potential to not result in too much, simply because, you know, if protesters show up, for example, then it could be another example of the National Guard arriving, walking around, doing nothing, much of like what they did in D.C. You know, maybe they end up on trash duty and it fizzles out and eventually they leave. This is, of course, not what Donald Trump wants. He wants a show. And it's increasingly becoming likely that he's going to get it. There is this terribly difficult catch-22 for opponents of Donald Trump and his actions, in that you either stay quiet and complicit and just let it happen and let it escalate, let Donald Trump continue to send National Guard into more and more cities. And if you don't react, you don't say anything, then it seems like compliance. It seems like you're okay with it. And it's this sort of passive acquiescence. Where on the other hand, if you do stand up and you start yelling and you start saying, no, this isn't right, and you call it out and you protest, you're giving the show that he wants. And the National Guard shows up and abuses you and sends you away. And if you fight back from there, it just creates this escalation. So what is the answer? What is the correct way to stand up against this, to fight back? Is it to fight back, or is it to ignore it and hope that, he just looks stupid? I don't know the right answer. In many cases, up to this point, the answer has been to not do anything, like in D.C. And that worked fine there. But at the same time, it didn't stop him, because now he is doing this in Chicago and Portland. Now, many of the, MAGA response to this is, oh, you idiot leftists, you're so stupid. Don't you see there's a convention for this? This is normal. It says it, right here. It says that, I'm actually going to read this. It says, the president can federalize the state's National Guard under Title 10 of the U.S. Code. Once federalized, National Guard units become part of the active duty military, with their command transferred from the state governor to the president. One specific provision, 10 U.S.C. 12406, allows the president to federalize National Guard units to enforce U.S. laws in a state, especially if a rebellion or unlawful obstruction makes it impractical for federal law to be executed through normal judicial proceedings. And then they talk down to you saying, this is exactly what's taking place here with, the local police refusing to put down this rebellion, this insurrection of illegal aliens in the country that we must put down, and the police are not doing that. And therefore, Trump is required to federalize the National Guard for this. And so they pretend that they have this right to be there, this right to do it. And it's all the left's fault that they have to. This would likely require an invocation of the Insurrection Act, which frankly I'm surprised hasn't happened yet. Back in 2024, it was on my 2025 bingo card that we'd see summer protests, riots, and a declaration of the Insurrection Act. And it didn't happen during the summer. But Donald Trump did signal earlier this week that he at least intends to consider invoking the Insurrection Act, saying that that's what it's there for. And if these judges continue to block him, then he may go that route. He hasn't up to this point, I think, because he knows he has no real case there, no evidence for the fact that any sort of insurrection is actually occurring. But it may quickly, be becoming his only option for having any sort of justification for doing what he's doing. And he knows it will buy him more time as it has to go through the courts. Now, this local judge who struck it down and issued the TRO, it was, a temporary restraining order. It only lasts a couple of weeks. She can put an extension on it for a couple of more weeks. And this is because in order to do something fast, it has to be temporary. You can't do a long-term determination or judgment in a short period of time. So for now, she says this is a temporary restraining order until we can get more of a determination on this. And it will likely go to the Supreme Court, and it will come down to what the Supreme Court says. Now, I don't have much faith in the Supreme Court. Some, lawmakers do, and say that the Supreme Court is not going to allow this to happen. It is clearly unconstitutional. But we've seen the Supreme Court, this Supreme Court, do, much, or I shouldn't say much worse things, but as bad of things in favor of Trump. And it won't surprise me. It will suck. It will hurt. But it won't surprise me if in the end, the Supreme Court allows Trump to continue to take these actions. In the meantime, we'll have to watch and see if Trump does respect these local judges' orders or if he goes, you know, straight up against them. Defying the courts is a part of 2025. And once he's done that and shows that he's able to get away with it, there's really no limit at that point to what he can do. Now, I know that this episode, it's coming out today, Tuesday the 14th. Going to be honest, I recorded this last week, Tuesday the 7th. So a lot could have happened in this week. You may be listening to this saying either, oh, that got shut down, he didn't end up sending those troops. Or you may be listening to this and saying, oh, there's a wild escalation. Corey, at the time of recording this, has no idea what's about to happen. Or something in between. I don't know. All I know is that it's clear that the rhetoric is escalating. Donald Trump is making attempts to humiliate blue states, to put military in blue states, taken from red states, in an effort to increase his control, to increase fear, to inspire and agitate his supporters, and who knows what else. You know, I'm not sure that we fully understand all of what Donald Trump may be attempting to accomplish. Does he have some sort of master plan here, or is he just flying by the seat of his pants? The last thing I'll quickly mention here before hopping off was an article wherein a lawmaker sounds alarm, Trump plotting fake crisis to scrap 2028 election and stay in power. You know, is this all part of some plan that Donald Trump has to create some false flag or some, you know, manufactured crisis? The states, the nation is in such a state of calamity and chaos due to these illegal immigrants and due to the left fighting back and, you know, Antifa creating this civil war situation in so many states that we have no choice but in this state of war, which he has basically declared, this war from within means we cannot hold elections in 2026 for midterms, or we can't hold elections in 2028 for a new president. And it's for the safety of the nation that we must do this, and that I, Donald J. Trump, must maintain power until we, you know, squash the rebellion, blah, blah, blah. I truly hope that does not end up being the case. At this point, it seems like it's not off the table. Anything could happen. We'll continue to watch in the coming months and years as it unfolds. Thank you for being here. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.